Ale moc pauzu.
And that is that when people come to davening, they want to go in, want to go out, and people forget there's a Gemara in Brachas, Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, which says when someone's davening, you can't walk in front of them. It's one of these long lost and forgotten halachas, almost extinct. Hard to find someone who's still mekayem it. But there is such a halacha. Someone's davening Shema Esra, at least the minimum, if we even get to the machloksin and the chumras, the minimum is not to walk when there's dalet amos in front of him. You shouldn't walk or sit in front of him in that area. So if you're davening Shema Esra and someone's behind you and they're in the middle and you want to raise a shalom or walk out, so during the year you wait a couple of minutes. Rosh Hashanah, some people like to daven long and you'll be trapped. Which also brings to the point that someone shouldn't daven long if you're going to trap someone else, because if you're going to even smock and you've got different shilas there, if someone does daven long, he's obviously very choshev, you should be a mizrach, then no one's in front of him. Perfect. But don't be an honor, stand at the back and thereby trap everyone in. So that's the first one, which is a very common problem.
It's not the mispalel who's trapping the person, it's the shkina.
Yeah. So someone wants to, actually was davening behind Rechaim Kanievsky, and he told me that afterwards he apologized. Rechaim said the shkina was there, you don't need to feel bad. Okay, but he caused it. He didn't need to. He could have brought the shkina the same, slightly to the side. So therefore, you should avoid A, davening in front of someone who davens long. B, if you daven long, then sometimes here I get stuck behind davening, stuck behind people. I tell them afterwards, if you know you're going to daven long, you shouldn't be davening behind another person, because you're trapping them in. People down in front of the door, in the corridor, is a big problem. The Rebbe Shem, I'm sure, loves his tefillah very, very much, but he doesn't want someone else to suffer expensive your tefillah. Obviously, that's basics. You think you want to daven long, no problem. Come tomorrow, say karbonos for an hour and a half, as long as you like, not trapping anyone in, you're sorted. But don't daven long Shema Esra and thereby trouble other people, because that's no gain. Like someone asked me today, he lives in Preston, he wants to come to Salford for one tefillah. So he told me, I'll come and I'll just find an empty seat, maybe a seat someone has for their kid, and the kid's not there. I said, that's fine. But as soon as the kid comes, and you're in the middle of Shema Esra, you've got to move. You can't stay at his place, right? So if the kid's not there, you can say, Pistombi, the Moichel doesn't mind. But you've got to keep checking. And the minute he's there, you've got to move. People think it's a free for all when it comes to davening. Here's someone else's seat. So Rosh Hashanah, yeah, you want him to start being a Ganef Rosh Hashanah, you can block people in, you can even smock them. You got to be very, very careful what you're doing when it comes to davening. Is a very special thing, but don't use it to annoy or upset someone else. So if you do come to shul and there's a spare seat, you got to check if the guy here is a child seat, the child might not want to push you off, you look like you're older than him. So you got to be aware of these simple but common mistakes. Then you come to the next $1 million shaila, which everyone's very worried about, and that is, can you ask for personal barakoshes on Rosh Hashanah? Everyone's desperate to ask for the personal barakoshes. Yom HaDin, here it comes, Judgment Day, we want to start cashing in and make sure to get what we want. We have a long list. Now, there's really a few different shailas here. The first thing is, we know every Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's a Issa Dabra Dova to ask for personal barakoshes, Shabbos and Yom Tov. So this should be no worse. Number two is, we don't really find personal barakoshes anywhere put into davening. Actually, I saw, I can't remember Bushem who, but it's a nice, interesting thought, that on Shana we do something very, very strange. We take an apple, we dip in the honey, and we say, we should have a sweet year. It's a very, very strange thing to do. We eat fish, and we say, Yerotzin. We eat pomegranate, say, Yerotzin. Funny, I think Yerotzin's on food. What? So I saw that really, we want to daven for all our needs, but we can't, it's Rosh Hashanah. So we make a simon. You can't say something, so we sort of like wink and say, remember, right? Sweet year for me. And that's how we get our bakosha in. We don't outright ask. We're only here outside, which is going on the food that we're eating. Which is an interesting idea. We don't want to straight out ask. Rather, the simonim is a remez for what we want, rather than just say it as we would like to.
You're saying
here outside, aren't you? Yeah, so here outside, but you're not saying it as part of davening. And also, you're saying as you're eating, it's a remez for what I'm eating. I'm eating this. You're not saying that this should happen. So the first thing is, you see from the Yerotzins, that most of it are Ruchnius Bakoshes. Ruchnius Bakoshes are a lot easier. So most people, of course, their Bakoshes are to finish Shas, and to be able to give lots of stocker, and to do loads of mitzvahs. So those are much easier Bakoshes. But the very few people who want to daven for things like money and things like that, that's much trickier. Because there's a personal Bakoshes, and it's not Ruchnius based. Hashem to everyone here who asks for money, so only to be able to do mitzvahs. Of course. But there are people, it's hard to understand, who want money for the sake of money. That's a little bit worse, because there's Bakosha, the Gashmias, unrelated to Ruchnias. So when is a Ruchnias Bakosha? Because it's not Dabradova. Dabradova is, I'm talking about mundane things. This is Torah, this is Shidduchim, this is whatever you need, which is all Torah. And Malchus Shemayim is Rosh Hashanah. We're not trying to ask our personal Bakoshas. But part of becoming the Talmud Chacham, I'm always trying to becoming a Bakosha for that, is part of Malchus Shemayim. Why? Because the Grishim is the Melech, he's the king, he wants me to be a good Jew, so I'm allowed to ask for that as part of it. So Ruchnis is not such a problem, that others just refrain, but not as bad. The problem is when it comes to the Gashmias, Bakoshas, for the sake of Gashmias, that's much trickier. The Eitz is to be Maharu, to think about it rather than say it. Much better to think about it, because thinking is Dabra Dabra, I'm thinking. You're Horim, Butorim, as we sing in the mirrors. Therefore, there's no problem to think. When it comes to actually saying, you can't say it's Mamash Al Sir, because Rosh Hashanah, there are. There's the Indian of Davening, but it's Kedai to stick to the program of Malchus Shemayim. I appreciate the Rosh Hashanah is the king, and that's the main stress. Hopefully, through that, your part of Malchus Shemayim will be to get whatever you need to get, and it to be a nice, happy man, and thereby accomplish your tachlis being Mamlech Hashem. But rather than asking outright, either think or completely leave it, wait for Sesame Tshuva. And Sesame Tshuva, we know the Gemara says, Dirush Hashem Bimotze. Dirush Hashem Bimotze. Seek Hashem out Bimotze when He's available. Eilu Asor Yomim, between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, which includes Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, 10 days, two Rosh Hashanahs, you got 2 days Rosh Hashanah and Kippur Shabbos, so you're down to 6 days where you can ask for Bakoshas, but you've got plenty of time, 6 days, 3 tefillahs a day, plenty of time to ask all your Bakoshas. Dirush Hashem Bimotze. So if you do want to ask a personal Bakoshas, I say to me, Tshuva is the time to daven for whatever you like, as long as you're not davening for a soul in front of you, can't do his job. Yes, the chayim we keep asking for, but then the Rosh Hashanah explained that a chayim is to be a good Jew, right? You want to palm Malchus Shemayim. That's the right, the ruchin is, they're a lot happier with asking ruchin's Bakoshas. Yes, there's Paranasa Toiva, there's Alvini Malkinus, there's a lot of things which do represent Paranasa. So many want to take the nervous stance and say, what Chazal told us to say? Okay, but more than that, we don't want to do. So, and like I say, there are plenty of times we do ask for things. The Moshul, we say, many people have the minute to say, after davening Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we say the Mizmor David with Absurd Shalom Sheikhim, which is brought down to the school of Parnassah. The Mizmor there is the school of Parnassah. So if you do want your Parnassa, that's the time to ask for it. There are many times that you find it brought in Parnassa Toiva. There are times it's brought in, it's only Zerufa Shlema, we don't know if you're back in the end of Shmash off for that as well. So there are times you've got to just hit it right. But to ask on a tangent for personal Bagoshes is Kedai to avoid because of Machal Shemaim and because of Dabra Dabra. Okay, the next mistake people make is, it comes Rosh Hashanah, over exciting, we take the challah, we make a moiti, we dip in the honey. During it, we dip in the salt. Rosh Hashanah in the honey. That's the next mistake. You're meant to dip in the honey, but you're also supposed to dip in the salt. Salt has a specific meaning not to. There are those chasam tzeilas meaning not to. But lulei minig, stam, regular person, no minig, you should be dipping in the salt and the honey. The honey is a sweet year. The salt doesn't change. Salt is for carbonus. There's other loads of vinyonim in salt. Mishmur brings down api kabbalah. Yes, having it on the table. Mishmur brings api kabbalah to dip it 3 times in salt. Every meal. And all those vinyonim don't fall away on Hashanah. Okay, you want inyonim, a lot of inyonim are paranasa as well. So there you go, paranasa, which is the number one important thing in many people's lives. So the salt is a very important factor. Honey for a sweet year, great. But it doesn't do away with the salt. So the salt and the honey. Salt has a meaning not to, the other people have a meaning not to. Fine. So if it doesn't, should be doing salt and honey. It doesn't harm. And again, there are many inyonim, api kabbalah, to dip in the salt regularly, because Rosh Hashanah, and honey, because Rosh Hashanah. Sorry? No, it doesn't make a difference. The good is the salt of the thing. Salt is not sour. There's a minute of sour things on Rosh Hashanah. Salt's not sour. Salt brings out the taste of the food. It's not that it's sour. That's another mistake people make. Sour food, we know many people have a minute to have honey till, well, the end of Sukkot, depending on what you call the end of Sukkot. Shabbos Gracious, you can go through the whole year, there's no harm. Great, extra fun, extra sweet year. Beautiful minig. Now, Rosh Hashanah, we have a minig to have honey and a minig not to have sour things. People sometimes think the two minhagim go together. It's a mistake. The minig not to have sour things is a remez for the year. Like many minhagim we do on Rosh Hashanah, not to sleep, different things we do during the day, sorry not to get all nervous, during the day not to sleep, because we don't have a sleepy year, many simonim. Sour though, we don't want to have a sour year. The Indian of honey, that carries on. The Indian of not to have sour things, that's only Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't carry on afterwards. Therefore, someone wants to have their sour stuff, whatever they like, no problem. Have Rosh Hashanah. But the honey, we keep going till much later date. It will not affect you. Well, it won't. The idea is not going to affect you. The idea is the Rebbe's been trying Asa Bakosha. There's many more things to the. Someone told me recently a scholar, I can't remember what it was, he do something that's it, whatever it is, it's gone. I said, things don't really work like that. It's not like, you know, you dip the honey for sure, sweetie. It's all scholars to help. That's what I'm saying. So that many is a many toss. Above all. He says, no, we'll go for it. For not to have sour things, after Rosh
Hashanah.
At all, just Rosh Hashanah. After Rosh Hashanah, all sour things. Not to this a minute. Because Gemash Ruach Chet, but the sour, again, there's two different things. There's the one of a sweet year, the nuts is Gemash Ruach Chet, the thing goes on from there. Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. When you do that, there's a simon for the year. It's two independent things. Sour things is in Rosh Hashanah. So that will reflect throughout the year. That's one thing. Not a various and Chet, and the honey, which is also Api Kabbalah, is the Getz Torah. That's more in the din, which carries on till Hashanah Rabbah Shemun Atzeres. It's two individual things, it can't be confused. Otherwise, don't sleep during the day till the end of Sukkot. Try that. If only does that, can also. Right, as that's the Nikud. It's two independent things, and they mustn't be confused. That's the mistake people make. The next important thing, which everyone makes a mistake, and that is when it comes to the most important part of Rosh Hashanah, we dip the apple in the honey, and you have many people making the common mistake of making a boy pirate on the apple. That is an obvious mistake, because we have a Mishnah. However, great someone is, they can't argue with the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the Gemara and Malach as well, it's a Halacha Shachrach Reshid Aleph, that when you have different fruits in front of you, when it's all Ha'etz, we're going to exclude the Dhamma for now, not to get too complicated, it's all Ha'etz, you should have some meaning. Therefore you must, actually from a very big time Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, he says, someone who doesn't, he says, Avera hi biyada, he's mabish doing Avera, he's against the Mishnah. You take a Mishnah, you didn't take it. Oh. So now, let's go slow. Chaviv is when you have an eight and a domer. When you have just a eight, if you have a, some people have a domer as well, because they've got the carrot and they're not sure if it's barmach and studa, they want to make a domer and a banana. So but when it's just a eight, there's no domer, shows a minim. Which of us a minim? An olive, which people are going to make a bracha in the middle of the meal. We have as a vegetable today, we treat it like a vegetable, then you eat with bread. The next is going to be a date. That's the next one in the words of the brachas. So you make your eight on the date. If it is, the kafachem does bring up the kabbalah to make on the apple, but he says you can't. Because the Mishnah. So he just says, therefore he scraps it and says, he says you should do on the apple, but you can't. So he says, make eight on the date and then eat the apple afterwards. That's the mahalach. But even those who say it should be, the apple should be first, they all agree you can't go against the Mishnah. Now, there is this famous idea of taking it out of the room. Now this is a big problem, because if it's out of the room, then it's not covered by the bracha. So you have kavana for it. You have kavana for it. Halacha is when you have two foods, and you're planning to cover both of the bracha, you have to eat the one which is higher up the list first. So why are you not having it? Oh, so if it's ice cream, is ice cream's for eight, and my first course is shahakal, then for sure you have to make a bracha on the ice cream. I'm not up to ice cream. Okay, so I'm not up to ice cream, you have a heter to milk the brachas. Ice cream comes at the end. But here I'm having the foods. Why would you have the room? Because I'm trying to kid myself. But I'm not really, you can't say, I'm not to the day. I'm not about it. It's not true, you are. You're very happy to eat the day now. You think there's an idea to eat the apple first, therefore you're changing over the order. There's no bad some difference. So there's this famous hetzah they bring from Moshe Bezalman. It's not really from Moshe Bezalman. It's a big mistake. I remember last time I spoke about it in the morning, someone said Moshe Bezalman says. So I corrected him. Moshe Bezalman does not say. Moshe Bezalman writes that Abadi have to make a bracha on the date. The Talmidim said to them they don't want to. They want to make a bracha on the apple. So they said, can we take it out of the room? And he said, it could be, he didn't say, he said, it could be helps. Loshen is bistaba, that it's a good idea to do. But that wasn't what he did, and that's not what he held up. This hetzah it brought down Bishmoy, but it's not really him. He didn't do that, and it's Talmidim who said they want to do that, he didn't disapprove. So there is the Eitzah. But a Meisah, you've got a Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah, you want to have it around as many Mishnahs as you can, it's straight a Mishnah. Why would you want to go against a Mishnah? It doesn't make sense to me. Halacha Shulchan Aruch, no Cholkim, why would you want to do different? Therefore, you make a bracha on the day. If it's out of the room, you have to have a specific Kavanah, and the all many Rishonim hold doesn't work. So you could be eating without a bracha Rosh Hashanah. Halacha will make it, Shulchan Aruch will make it, but the minhag doesn't work. Date. Bracha on the date, and then you carry on with the apple after. Shabbos Shalom.
The
problem is, many shouldn't hold it. If you're putting it aside in your mind, it doesn't cover it. You need a new bracha. So, if you don't pass the night, you eat without a bracha. So that's why many Muslims say, don't do it. You're entering a massive machlokes. Take on the date and you sort it. The next mistake people make is that people get very excited when it comes to shayf and very carried away. When the Rambam says it's to wake us up, to tshuva, they forget that shayf is a misdaraisa. That means you're doing a misdaraisa, like shaking lulav, like any Indian. And therefore, people think it's more of a tshuva idea than actual misdaraisa. There are many tiktukim and many svekas. I remember one year the guy told me that he missed the beginning, but imagine he felt the tshuva. It's not going to help you much. You missed out on your misdaraisa and you're medin. It's a shame. Therefore, shayf has to be treated as a regular misdaraisa. If you're not sure, you're going to suffer daraisa l'chumra. Depends what the shayla is. There are many people who blow shayf afterwards. There's many shittas. First day daraisa, yes, you're right. First day daraisa. We said last year there's at least 64 different shittas in the 100 kailas. So you've got 6,400 kailas. So anyone who does blow more, again, it's all suffering in the daraisa. You can't say the guy's crazy. Maybe he is. But the nekudah is, you've got misdaraisa and he wants to try and be. It's not people that say to me, what? I hate shayfa. I'm very inspired. That's not the point. The point is the mitzvah. But second day, you must remember, it's not misdaraisa. It's a mitzvah drabonim. And therefore, if you're mechamfa daraisa, you may have baltoisiv. We speak about quite a lot. And therefore, you want to try and avoid having kavana for that. Kavana for a mitzvah second day. But first is daraisa. You got to make sure you get misdaraisa. The next one, we're running out of time, is the one that no one wants to hear. And that is eating before shayfa or before musaf. Shem Zalman, which was not known for his chumras, writes in Shemir Shabbos, if you have kiddush before shayfa, you should make kiddush again afterwards, after davening. Because he writes, there's very mistake, you're not eating kiddush then, and you're not allowed to make kiddush then. So he writes, Shemir Shabbos, Allah Almighty, it's not Shemir last year. A guy Shemir after Hashanah, I've never seen it. He writes in Shemir Shabbos, make kiddush again. Yeah, that's also linen. Anyway, yeah. Then you have the problem with that. Like, effort. Okay, that's another shayla. But, so, eating beforehand is not a chatchila, someone has to, can, but really, the idea is to keep below the shear of the beitza, which is an egg. So if you are eating, you want to be giving it to a very, very minimal amount. Crisps and fruit may be able to eat more. But the mezonos keep to a very small minimum. Just to end up quickly, a few of the points that people don't realize. If you do go out and come back in, musaf, you've got to wash your hands again. Every tefillah we wash our hands. You go out, you come back in, musaf, you're mafsik, you went out, went home, kids, whatever you did, you've got to wash again. People aren't always aware of that. People have the paper they put down for Valach Nukarev. The paper goes one place only. Between your forehead and the floor. You can put it all over the place, that's great. But you mustn't, people put it by their knees, people put it by their head, by the forehead, that's the main place. It can be bigger. But your forehead must be a gap between your head and the floor. Kedai tchavi your knees too, because if your knees get dusty and you start doing like this, then you could be Chayav Skila Rosh Hashanah, which is not such a good thing to do on Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, kedai tchavi your knees, you shouldn't get dusty. But the main thing is, you're right, this is not Skila. He's right. Yonzi is not skila, v'yoyva, it's the right. Yes, he's right. Finally, you want to carry your machsa to a tashlich, and if you don't have an eruv where you live, then you've got a problem bringing it back home. There was kedai to bring it for shkia, and use it a little bit. Use it for kiddush. No, kiddush won't help you second night. It's right the next day. Use it that day, for mishnayasin, say alamicha from it, use it a bit so you can bring it back, don't have a problem. Now, many people do tashlich in people's gardens. There's two problems in people's gardens. There's lots of people there you shouldn't be looking at, and there's lots of bins there you shouldn't be smelling when you're saying tashlich.
See
a fish tank by a fish tank? Fish tank's fine, but Shambhagaram used to do it by a sink, just water. The idea, the main Indian of tashlich, people don't realize, is to go out the air. No water, no fish. Second mile is water, third is fish. The first thing is to go out the air, that no one does. Then no one does. The rules, you don't go out the ear, it's a different ramaz than why we go out the ear, out the city. You should go with this water, and even better with this fish. So fish is good, but it's not the main thing. Sorry? No, because we want to have around the water as well, and chus the ear is not going to non-negev of any people. So they're not going to go start running around on Shoshana. But the idea is, I put it in perspective, fish is the lowest madriga. So if you get it good, I've seen a someone near me where people come and there's a woman there and there's bins that smell. I'm all saying tashlich, I don't know what's going on there. They've caught the fish, that's great. I came there one year, I saw what's going on, I went straight home, said on the tap, beautiful, you have no bins, no one to look at, and you avoid the whole problem of all these. You're saying these psukim, and if there's any smell, you have a big problem. Yeah, that, how are you going to bring it back? Give it to the next guy and walk home. Finally, the last halacha, people don't realize that people are very mad with the 100 kolos. We don't talk all the way through to the 100 kolos. Beautiful. 100 kolos is a minik. 100 brachas is a chiv. And on Rosh Hashanah, we're short, I think, 23. And it's very hard to get them. come home at night, you have your meal, you've got eight, shahakal and the ice cream, whatever it is, you're full, you go to bed, you wake up, you've got your long davening, if you do kiddush, you have to eat in cheshb ma'im, or you've got a long davening, eat your meal, before you know it's mincha tashlich mariv. So it's very easy to miss out on Me'er Brachas. I remember one year a guy came to mincha with a whole bag, I looked at him, he's crazy, to Me'er Brachas, you're right. He had the Mazoyans, eat Adam Shakal, that's a chiv. Me'er Koilos is beautiful, very less Me'er Koilos, but Me'er Brachas is a chiv. Okay.